It is time for another look at one of the inquest recommendations from the jury that was looking into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. Here to take a look at one of those recommendations with us, as she is every week, is Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Welcome, Erin.
Happy to be with you. Thanks for having us.
We're under a new banner here. This is to the Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario as we hit number 78. 78 reads, to the Information and Privacy Commissioner of Ontario, working together with the DBDRC, Justice Partners, and IPB service providers, develop a plain language tool to empower IPB professionals to make informed decisions about privacy, confidentiality, and public safety. The thing that I love about this, and being a communicator for as long as I have, is the plain language part. This, I think, is vital so that there are multiple levels of understanding that can be conveyed in one simple message.
Yes, this recommendation has, and the whole area, but this particular recommendation is significant, I think, because as you likely know, as somebody who's in this field of journalism and reporting, it's often hard to know where do you draw the line and where do we infringe on people's privacy rights. And as service providers who work with victims of violence, that happens to us across systems. Whether that's with police services, whether that's with a victim serving agency. So the Privacy Commission took their recommendations seriously. They have done amazing work since the inquest. They have actually created a tool and released a tool that is simple language. They consulted with many, many organizations, including ours, to talk about the very specific issues we have. For instance, we have information about a situation, but we don't want to breach anybody's confidentiality. So, where does that safety line get drawn? How do we identify it? And then, how do we know when it's okay to be able to share information when it's about public safety or individual safety? And the Privacy Commission has created a new tool, and has launched that. And we're very happy about the process of working together to create a tool that will make communication easier.
Yeah, and we see this like it. I don't want to call it a struggle, but I mean, there are times where the police, for example, and it can be any situation, doesn't necessarily have to be IPV or another form of domestic violence, where you can tell that they're doing their best to communicate that there is an issue that could be a potential safety hazard, but they have to hold so much close to the chest, obviously, to protect the victims. So it is. And I'll call it a struggle because we go through it too on our side of the journalism table here. Where you try to convey that important message while at the same time respecting all those people involved.
It is absolutely true. The struggle is across so many sectors. And it is true that sometimes over the years, working very, very closely with the OPP, you want to share, you want to ask, you want to imply, but you have to dance. And the dance has become challenging. And when we think about the CKW incident itself, there were means by which people were trying to communicate, but because of privacy, people were really reluctant to give the information. So by the time the information comes forward, you're rushing and you're behind the eight ball. You're trying to catch the bus to alert people to information. So locking down the courthouse and locking down schools and those types of things, have to happen in a process. So sometimes our timing is just that we don't have a lot of time to be able to prepare. And so the Privacy Commission took everything very seriously as a result of the CKW inquest and said, we want to hear, we want to do right, we want to make things better, and they are doing that.
Yeah, and we look forward, again, from our side of the table to receiving instructions to how we can facilitate things. Because, as you know, here at MyFM, when a situation does happen, does come up, some breaking news, if you will, our main goal is safety right off the bat. So that could be if there's an accident, there's a hazardous spill or whatever, it's stay away from this area. We'll get details later, but let them deal with this. This can be the same type of situation too. So again, we're looking forward to those instructions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's across all lines. I think that us working with you, and when we work with MyFM and we're saying we have information about, we want to make sure that we're doing it all in the name of safety as well. And we want to make sure that what we're articulating is not going to create further risk for anyone, and that there are no other options for us to get that information out. And we want to be able to do that. We want to be able to understand where the responsibility lies and when we're okay to do so. So yes, that information is available, and certainly I can try and encourage our team to share it on our social media and our website so that people can access that information and know how that works.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's certainly a very interesting area of conversation, as all of these recommendations have been up to now. We appreciate your time on this, Aaron, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you very much.
Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. We've been looking at another one of the jury recommendations in the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. I'm Bob Perreault for LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM.